Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and our guests today are Aaron Dagan Mitchell, who is the Associate Director, and Wayne Mitchell, who's the Education Director of TBA's Summer Performing Arts Academy. And we're going to talk about the academy, which teaches children, young people, of all ages.
Yeah, we have programming for ages 5 through 18. Our full-day programming is for ages 8 through 18, but we also offer storybook theater classes for ages 5 to 7 for those just learning, just barely stepping out onto the stage.
And this, how long does this program last, and how often is it?
Well, we have a variety of programming over the summer, 1, 2, and 4-week options for our academy. We have a 2-week musical theater course this summer. It's been a very popular course in the past, which was only a week long, and so we've expanded that to 2 weeks, called Musical Theater Magic. And that runs June 15th through June 25th. And students will study the classic Broadway style of, putting on a song, and the scenes that go into a song. So it's about being a triple threat, really, that singing, dancing, and acting. And they get training in all three, and the focus is strictly on musical theater those 2 weeks. And then right after that, we go into our Performing Arts Academy, and we have both an advanced academy for students who are a little bit older and who have an experience and a desire to study theater further. And then we have our regular Actors Academy, and those run through the month of July. And students come all day from 9:30 to 3:30. Like a school day, they spend half the day in classwork and the other half the day rehearsing for a production. And they mount full productions at the end of that 4 weeks. We have professional designers and directors from all over the country who come in to teach and direct. And they put on full-scale productions at the end of that month.
Wow. Just going back, when you say like from ages 5 to 7, how does that work? I mean, if somebody had a child and...
It's madcap.
It's madcap. It must be wacky and zany and just totally...
Well, it's very fun. It works very efficiently. In the classroom section of the day, as Aaron mentioned, that we split the day in half between the rehearsal process and classroom. And in the classroom section of the day, they are divided by age group according to what grade they are. They've just completed in school. But then the rehearsal process is kids 8 to 18. So when they're doing the real risk-taking, the real formative stuff, they're with their own age group and it's age-appropriate. When they're in rehearsal, they have a very different experience because you have older actors really mentoring the younger actors. So there's a real artist-mentor program going on there, as well as, the teaching from a standardized point of view with the professional director. So it's great. It works very, very well.
And the storybook component, that's where they take stories they're already familiar with, like fairy tales or, Mother Goose type stuff, and then they kind of dramatize it?
That's part of it. It certainly can be a part of it. Sometimes it's original work. I think we call it storybook not so much that it's directly related to children's classical literature as it's appropriate to that age group, and it has an appeal to the age group that would read a storybook. But a lot of it is original composition by the kids themselves. They get in and they write stories based on their own experiences or what is of interest to them. And yeah, it can be off the chain hilarious. But then also there is that aspect.
It's so amazing. They're like babies.
They are.
You'd be surprised.
But they're artists.
You'd be surprised. I look at that 5 to 7 age group, the storybook theater age, and I wish I had actors with that degree of enthusiasm and energy of all ages. If I could get adult actors to approach theater with that degree of abandon and that degree of, no self-conscious,
they don't
jump and attack
themselves at all. It's whatever, is on their mind comes out. And so it's kind of a very raw theatrical experience.
And amazingly creative. It's like Jerzy Grotowski, I'm going to put these curtains on my head and I'm a cat. And, you know, profound. The audience buys it, they buy it, it's awesome. I love it.
That's great.
I read recently something to the effect that all children are artists.
They are. Well, it's funny.
Nobody knows why it stops.
If you go to a kindergarten class and you ask a kid, can you sing? They'll all go, yeah, oh yeah, I can sing. Yeah, can you dance? Oh yeah, I dance all the time. But then as we go ask an adult, well, I'm not really a singer. And what they might mean is I don't sing well or I'm not professionally trained, but we all ought to go back to, well, heck yeah, we all sing and dance. Of course we do, naturally.
But we're thankful for the fact that people know to not go ahead and do it if they can't. You know, like when the enthusiasm like outweighs the talent, then you can be in trouble.
Well, it's one of the things that, you know, at TBA we look at and go, when do we balance, because TBA stands for Training Better Artists. So when do we balance the experience between the person getting properly educated on stage and having that experience and that growth and maximizing their potential versus somebody's paying real money for this? They deserve a top quality show, and creating that balance is a very, very difficult, challenging aspect of the business. But I think it's one of the points where we really succeed as a company is achieving professional quality with that learning
experience.
Well, I've
seen some of your shows, and definitely, I mean, the sets, the costumes, the lighting, the sound, and then you got the ringers, you know, you got you and your brother and whatever other professional teachers you have coming in, and then the kids and everything, and it's like a magical presentation. It's like they're short shows you put on, they're like an hour long.
Typically.
There's no intermission, and it's just like this, we're transported into this other world that you make, and I think it's very seductive for a kid to see something like this, and say, I want to be part of it, because it's a very professional look.
A good first introduction, you bet.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Chat Talk here with our guests, Aaron Dagan Mitchell and Wayne Mitchell, talking about TBA's Summer Performing Arts Academy. And I have and one of the things I've observed is that I've seen an awful lot of your graduates doing wonderful work in town.
That's one of the things we are most proud of, is to see a lot of our students, you know, who've come up through our programming from being kids, get out there into the community, both at young ages. We just had a lot of our students be Munchkins in a recent production of Wizard of Oz. That was a professional tour that came up, and they used local children, and they were looking for recommendations from local companies. And I was really pleased that I think there were 10 or 12 Munchkins, but over half of them were students I have worked with directly. And, you know, it's a source of pride to say, well, the kids I'm working with are getting out there and making the cut and doing that. They're working professionally already.
And then, of course, as you mentioned, when they grow up, when a student becomes a colleague, it's the proudest. You know, you really love it. And especially some of them that are, they're so good, you struggle to keep up with them on stage. You know, you're going, oh, man, I have taken you beyond where you found it.
Yeah, last summer we had a former student return to teach with us who has, you know, since she left our programming, you know, has her bachelor's or master's, has studied theater in Russia with the Moscow Art Theater. I mean, just all kinds of incredible experiences and training. And she came back and not only shared that with the students, but she taught a master class to our staff in Russian movement, physical movement, that was painful and wonderful. It was a great experience. So one of the great things is that, you know, we keep training our staff as well, you know, that we still have those opportunities. And sometimes it's our former students. And that's a great sense, you know, of pride in that. It's like, wow,
of course,
I've had a part in this. That's awesome.
Well, I saw your currently running production of The Sound of Music, and I was terribly impressed. The singing was wonderful, the dancing was wonderful, the acting was wonderful.
That was an ambitious project.
Actually 2 years ago when Shane said that this season we would be doing The Sound of Music, I wept silently, because whenever there's a musical, it pretty much falls to me to direct it. It's what I studied directing the musical specifically in graduate school, and, you know, trained to direct musicals. And so that's an area of expertise, and it's also a passion I have. I love the musical theater. It is American form. I mean, the musical was developed as American theater. It's like something that we can lay ownership to as a country. And, you know, there's not much that, you know, that we've developed. And
donuts.
So, I'm right with you on that.
So I absolutely love it. So I was like, wow, that's a big show and a big project. And historically, companies do it and it does well for them. But it's historically one of the horror story shows of the theater world. And the cast
it's just
we
a
had,
monster to mount.
Because it's such a big show and a big production, and you have all these nuns and Nazis and children. And but the cast was
like
an
a perfect storm of chaos.
Dream. I have never had a cast that became as close knit as this one so quickly, and who worked so hard to put a production on, and it became a dream show, and had a really good team, and it was very, very pleased with the vocal quality of the show. But one of the things is we like to get out there and get other artists in training our artists, and we had both Justin Birchall and then as my music director, and he works a lot with the opera, and though he's young, a lot of experience already and really enthusiastic. And then on this show, Nancy Cottle, who's a local vocal teacher, sings with the Anchorage Opera a lot. She was our vocal coach for the show. And I think it went a long way to really tightening the singers in The Sound of Music.
And these were kids.
And kids through adults. The nun chorus, I felt, was a very tight unit vocally. They sound very professional, and they range in age from 14 to over 60.
Nancy in the interest of honesty, Nancy is a good friend of mine. I was just going to throw her name around. I'm glad you didn't.
she's
marvelous.
Wonderful. But
marvelous.
She fits, you know, right into the TBA world because, you know, as Wayne mentioned, it stands for training better artists. And that goes for whatever the age level. I mean, we hope that whoever walks into one of her productions or one of her classes, no matter what their age, they should leave a better artist than they came in. And if that's one small thing that they took away, then that's a moment of growth, and that's what we're all about.
Well, if you talk about the legacy of the theater experience, one of the great things about the recent production of Sound of Music was that on the one end, Justin, who is a former student and now a colleague that we trained up, on the other end, one of my mentors, Frank Beebe, designed the set. So he was one of my teachers when I was in my undergraduate at UAA. He since retired from there, but we drug him out of retirement, and he did this set for us. And so it's almost multi-generational in terms of the nature of people that came together to put
the show together. There's a lineage that's apparent.
Yes, absolutely.
So when we see a show, there's like a slice of history.
Yeah, it kind of is.
And it goes all the way back.
It kind of is. And we're very proud of that.
Yeah, I think it's great. If somebody had a child or somebody who was interested in this, how would they sign up or get involved?
And the best thing to do is go to our website, which is www.tbatheater.org. That's theater spelled with that British R-E ending. Good to remember that. And that has information on all of our programming, and it also has a way to email and contact us directly from that site. And they can send an email asking, you know, what they can see what's coming up, and they can also contact us to say, hey, what's the appropriate programming that I could get involved with.
And this is a summer conservatory.
The Summer Academy.
Summer Academy, and it begins June 21st?
June 15th is the first classes that we start.
Okay.
And then it runs all the way through the first week of August, various programming. And again, they can check that out on the website.
And where is it? Where does it take place?
APU Grant Hall is where our programming takes place. We do our performances there during the year as well, and that's where the student shows will happen and classes. We kind of take over a floor of Grant Hall for classroom space and, the front lawns and everything, and becomes our
marvelous
summer home.
Yeah, great times.
We're running out of time, and so I'm going to thank you very quickly for coming and talking about this. Aaron Mitchell and Wayne Mitchell.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website.
Valley Performing Arts presents The Secret Garden at the Makatans Theater in Wasilla. And this show runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 through May the 23rd. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go online to www.valleyperformingarts.org.
There's one more weekend to see Carolyn or Change at Cyrano's, a powerful musical set in Louisiana in 1963 with a book by Tony Kushner. Showtimes are tonight and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. I saw this play and it's terrific. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And finally, ACT continues its run of the play, The Underpants. Check out the great review of The Underpants that Mike Dunham wrote on the Daily News website. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. And this show also runs through May the 23rd. You can get your tickets online, or you can go to www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.